Home of Electronic Editions, here again to you guys live, presenting to you guys another News Network episode. We're going to be taking news off of our LinkedIn page today. If you haven't followed us on LinkedIn, please go ahead, click our link in the description. You can follow us on LinkedIn, follow us on Facebook, follow us on other social media channels as well too. And also guys, go ahead, smash that like and subscribe button below. Helps this channel really, spread the positive, tech news that we're bringing to the market. And so other people can get, updated tech news, software updates, privacy, and all of that shebang too, guys. Without further ado, guys, we're going to take news from our LinkedIn page. And there's some pretty, pretty big news today, guys. Okay. So first and foremost, guys, if you guys haven't done your taxes already, guys, 2020 taxes is 2021. The IRS started filing for taxes February 11th. You can definitely pick up the best tax software as well, too. You can pick up the best tax software. You know, some of you guys probably already know some softwares, maybe H&R Block, maybe TurboTax, maybe other, tax services as well too. All right. So 2020 was a tough year for US taxpayers, right? And nothing will make filing your return completely painless. Still on our top tax services can help you file accurately and quickly, maximizing your refund and getting it into your bank account faster. So let's click into the article. Let's see what other tax services you can use, guys. I know personally, I use TurboTax. They're very simple, very easy to use, very fast. So as soon as you're done filing with TurboTax, you send it off to them. It usually, it takes, depending on where you're from, less than 21 days for you to get your refund back, right? So, there's TurboTax, right? H&R Block. There's also Tax Act. There's also Free Tax USA, right? So you can download these. Some of them do cost, subscriptions to use. So I know TurboTax, they may offer a free trial, but in order to file your taxes, they may take a cut fee, right? And the great thing is about these services is that sometimes you don't even have to pay up front out of pocket. Say if you have no money, you wanted to just use the service, but you have money in your tax refund, all they can do is just deduct that money from your tax refund so you can receive that money, right? So it'd be quicker. So instead of paying like $100 or $200 fee out of pocket, they can just deduct that from your tax refund and you should be all set there too. All right, so if you guys want to learn more about this, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article and you can learn more. All right, moreover, guys, we also have Coinbase, right? So Coinbase, which is an exchange for cryptocurrency, very popular exchange, great for beginners if you're, just starting up trying to buy Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, right? So Coinbase reveals $1.2 billion revenue and plans to go public, right? So Coinbase has publicly filed paperwork to list its stock on the NASDAQ exchange, a huge step forward in the first major public offering for a cryptocurrency company, right? So this is huge, guys. Coinbase is going to be listed on the NASDAQ exchange. So for all you stock traders out there, this is going to be huge, right? You may want to, get ready to, put in position your stocks to maybe buy up some stocks of Coinbase. We all know Coinbase is very popular cryptocurrency exchange. I'm not sure if there's other exchanges on the NASDAQ, crypto exchanges on the NASDAQ, but Coinbase, this is going to be huge, right? So Coinbase's S1 was published on Thursday morning after being confidentially submitted to the SEC in December, right? So in an attached letter to investors, founder Brian Armstrong presented cryptocurrency as an equalizing force in financial markets and Coinbase as the company at the forefront of that change, right? So imagine, guys, get ready for this, right? Because this could happen, this could really happen within the next few weeks to the next couple months, right? So if you're a stock trader, if you're an investor, right, and you're looking to load up on positions, I would, you know, try to get into Coinbase. Again, you know, we're not giving financial advice here, but, you know, maybe get in early, because as Bitcoin goes up and liquidity goes up in the market, you know, price of Coinbase is going to go up too. So this is a very big move by Coinbase, guys. If you want to learn more about this, this filing, and once they go public, please again follow us on LinkedIn, guys. Click into the article and then you can learn more. All right, guys, we also have Apple news. So Apple Fitness Plus review, right? So on track, but a long way to go. Right, so Apple Fitness Plus has been out for a couple of months now, and a few of us here at The Verge have been spending that time running it and ourselves through its paces, right? So the $10 a month service offers a decent array of exercise videos with the added bonus integration with the centers of Apple Watch. In fact, an Apple Watch is required to use the service, right? So you need an Apple Watch to use Apple Fitness Plus, guys. If you don't have an Apple Watch, you can't use Fitness Plus, all right? So this service is just running $10 a month. And this is very cool, guys. This kind of reminds me of a little bit of Peloton in a way, right? You do have Peloton is similar, a little bit different, but similar, right? Peloton is a bike. They're pretty much a exercise machine company where they offer bikes and treadmills. The most famous product is the bike, where you can hop on the bike, start exercising. But while you're exercising, you're going through somebody is on the other side of the screen, really motivating you to work out and really going through workout steps, right? So, you know, this is really cool, guys, too, right? Say if you you don't really have a lot of workout equipment, or a lot of gyms in your area are closed because due to the pandemic, right? You know, Apple Fitness Plus, this is a great way to, you know, get into the service, to get back in shape, especially if you have an Apple Watch you want to use, and just to work out and stuff like that. This is a great way to hop back in. All right, so definitely check it out. If you want to learn more about this Apple Fitness Plus review as well too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can learn more. Moreover, guys, so this news is very interesting, guys. As soon as we stumbled upon this news, I was so just dumbfounded, because I never knew that this was the case, right? So Twitch, owned by Amazon, right, pulls Amazon anti-union ads, right? So I never knew Amazon owned Twitch, right? So Amazon is a powerhouse right now, guys. We know Amazon owns Whole Foods. Amazon, they have different services, right? They have their own product. Amazon is a powerhouse. Now, I didn't know that they own Twitch, guys. Twitch is a video gaming streaming service that is very popular among esports people, people that play video games, people that like to watch video games. You can just stream, chat with people. Very, very cool. So it looks like Twitch is removing the anti-union ads that its parent company, Amazon, was running on the platform, right? So the ad shows Amazon employees talking about why they want to vote no on unionization, and direct viewers to Amazon's Dolt Without Dues website, right? So a Twitch spokesperson said that the ads should never have been allowed to run on the service, as they violated its political advertising policy, right? And I mean, I guess, right? So what do you guys think, right? Leave a comment below. This is a very interesting topic, right? First of all, I was just, this really surprised me, because I never knew Amazon owned Twitch. That's a huge factor. And then number two, they're fighting about ads. I didn't even know Twitch had ads that you can run on Twitch. I know there's a lot of users, so I guess that over a period of time you can, but this is a very interesting topic. Definitely let us know in the comments below what you think about this, okay? If you want to learn more about this too, about why they're pulling their anti-union ads off Twitch, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can learn more. Moreover, guys, we got the LG Stylo 6 is an affordable but flawed device with a stylus, right? So this is a really cool phone. Obviously, you can see from the photos, you can see the nice stylus, you can see the phone. LG creates really nice Android phones, right? So the LG Stylo 6 is a sub-$300 phone with a built-in stylus, which puts in exclusive company, right? So the $299, $300 Motorola MG stylus is more or less its only direct competition. For its $270 price, the Stylo 6 offers a good battery performance, a big bright screen, and the handy pen-derived features that stylus offers, right? But as much fun as I had doodling on this generously sized screen, right, it's just too slow to recommend. So it looks like this device is slow, right? And when you're thinking about this phone too, guys, you can see it looks nice. LG creates really nice phones. You know, it's running obviously on Android. You know, but the price, when you're looking at the price, $300 for such a nice phone, there has to be a drawback, right? Not everything's perfect. So it's like, you know, you're giving up speed for maybe a great quality design and then the price as well too, right? So, you know, that's a shame, right? And according to this reviewer, let's read why, right? So he says, that's a shame because I genuinely enjoy the aspects of using this phone. I couldn't seem to drain the battery below the 30% mark even on a day of heavy usage. And I experience real enjoyment texting my spouse a precisely drawn animated doodle of a farting butt. Very interesting. Photos looking good on its wild wide 6.8 inch screen. And I was pleasantly surprised to discover while rewatching Chernobyl, don't worry, right? So, you know, it's looking like, again, the battery life is, it's a pretty drawback, right? So the screen size is really nice, but the battery life is not good, right? So if we even look at the score that Verge gave this phone, it is 5.5 out of 10, guys. That is not the best score at all. Again, it's pretty bad. It's not the worst score, but it's kind of bad, right? So what is the good stuff about this phone, right? So useful and fun stylus features, right? It has a big bright screen and it looks like it has pretty great battery life, right? So what are the cons? What are the bad things, right? So there's underpowered processor, you know, slowness in camera app, right? And the camera hardware lags behind its competition. Interesting. As you can see, you can get this at Best Buy for $270. You can get this straight from the manufacturer LG for $300. All right, guys, and as you can see, these are the different photos. And the screen and the display looks really nice, guys. I can't lie. It looks really nice. Plus you have the stylus on the side. It looks really nice. The camera looks sleek. The phone looks very light. The camera looks really cool too. As you can see, here are some of the camera shots that it's taken too here. All right, you can see all these cameras. Pretty nice camera. Not bad. Nice. You know, so if you want to learn more about this phone too, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can definitely learn more. All right, guys. So moreover, guys, we got Pokemon news. So for all you Pokemon fans, hopefully you guys watch the Pokemon and Post Malone concert that was happening yesterday. You guys could have watched it on YouTube. And also, I believe, I think Pokemon TV or their official website, right? So, you know, if you guys didn't watch that, definitely check it out. Hopefully they have reruns on YouTube of the concert too. But we got Pokemon Legends, guys, right? So Arceus is an open world RPG coming to the Switch, guys. And I think we talked about this yesterday. So our previous episode yesterday, we talked about this too, right? So at a special live stream event today, the Pokemon Company revealed something fans have been waiting for a long time, right? So an open world Pokemon adventure. So the next major entry in the franchise will be called Pokemon Legends, right? So Arceus. And it looks to be a huge evolution of the long-running RPG formula. The developers describe it as a pre-make, which offers a new challenge and a new frontier for the Pokemon world. This is a very, very cool concept, guys, right? So, and then this is going to come out and roll out on the Switch, right? So the story takes place in Sinnoh, a region at a period that appears to be long before other Pokemon games, and will include a number of iconic monsters like Piplup, with your choice of starters including Rowlet, Oshawott, Cyndaquil. It's expected to launch worldwide on the Switch in early 2022, right? So, you know, this is not coming out this year, guys. And again, when we think about the timeline, you know, 2020 was just a few months ago. 2021, we're already at our third month in. So, you know, we're almost in March. So this is not going to come out till early 2022, right? So, you know, we just have to be patient. So as soon as we get more updates too, guys, we'll definitely let you guys know about this. But if you guys want to learn more about this article too, go ahead, click into, you know, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can learn more. All right, guys. Moreover, on Microsoft Word, it will soon let you transform your documents into PowerPoint presentations. This is a pretty neat feature, pretty big step. So for some of you guys that, you know, maybe you have, maybe you have college, you know, presentations, or, you know, you have to present something to a group of investors, right? Or you're presenting a project, right? You know, it looks like, so the new Office 365, you know, feature will soon allow users to convert Microsoft Word documents into PowerPoint slide decks, guys. So, you know, the slide decks, that's going to be an interesting key, right? So now there's no more going back and forth in between Word and presentations, right? Or PowerPoint. And personally, I remember having this issue too in high school and college. And sometimes, like, I had a big presentation. I had to pretty much write all my ideas on Microsoft Word or text edit or whatever, and then transfer all that information over to Microsoft, you know, PowerPoint. And it just took forever, guys. It took a long time. It was just bad, right? I couldn't be sloppy with it too, because if I had big paragraphs, I couldn't just copy and paste, you know, into one slide, because it's a presentation, there are different slides. So it took a long time. Now this feature is going to allow you to automatically transfer those documents into that. So it's going to be smooth, seamless. And so, you know, that should be really, really cool, guys. So definitely, 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 if you want to learn more about this too, definitely follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can learn more about that there. All right, moreover on Windows 10, right? So more Windows news. Windows 10 gets a fix for its annoying stuttering and grate in some games, right? So it's gonna get a fix and annoying stuttering in some games, which is good. So no more lag time in some games. So Windows 10 has received a preview version of Cumulative Update, and it's one that gamers might want to apply if they've been having any kind of trouble with stuttering or flickering, or indeed other rendering issues when playing certain types of games, right? So as Microsoft states, it's patch KB4601382, right, for Windows 10 May 2020 update and October 2020 update applies the following fix. Updates an issue with screen rendering after opening games with certain hardware configurations, right? So this is a very, very good step, proactive step by Windows. So everything should be running smoothly. And also by Microsoft too, because again, guys, in the last episode, if you guys listened in and you guys tuned in, we know that Microsoft is in the works of creating a new Windows update. So they're probably going to create the newest Windows update, right? So we know that Windows, the newest Windows is Windows 10. Works seamlessly on all, you know, PC devices, laptops, and stuff like that. So it looks like Microsoft is going to be, is in the works for creating the newest Windows. So it would make sense for them to, you know, create the best type of, you know, patches. So, you know, the next version could be fluid, right? Very interesting. If you want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can learn more. All right, guys, moreover, we have an Android phone. Some of you guys probably know this, maybe not, right? So more OnePlus 9 and OnePlus Watch details leak out online. So there's been lots of leaks lately, right? You know, we have people leaking about the iPhone 13, people leaking about the Apple AirPod 3s, right? We have people leaking, you know, lots of, you know, different tech development information. Some of those leaks end up being true, right? If we go back in history, we can see that, you know, somebody who got the inside scoop on some information, leaked it, it ended up being true. Right, so the anticipation around the OnePlus 9 and the OnePlus Watch launches is steadily growing, and according to the latest information leaked online, both devices are going to get an official unveiling on the same day. So this is going to be really cool. So 91 Mobile's and well-known tipster Ishan Agrawal have suggested that the middle of March is when we should expect a grand unveiling, and we'll see the OnePlus Watch and the OnePlus 9, the OnePlus 9 Pro and the OnePlus 9R appear together, right? So that final device is the handset previously known as the OnePlus 9 Lite, right? So, and will be more affordable model in the series. The OnePlus 9R name is one that only began circulating a few days ago. So this is very, very interesting news, guys. If you guys want to know more about this leak, more about potential times it's going to be dropping, you know, more photos as well, please, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can definitely learn more about that there. Lastly, guys, we have, there's a new browser. And some of you guys may have heard it, some of you guys haven't heard of it. I'm pretty sure most of you guys have not heard of this, but this web browser you've never heard of apps is absolutely rapid, so it's really fast, right? But don't get too excited just yet, right? So with hardware becoming even more powerful, even the most affordable laptops and computers now boast plenty of firepower. However, for users to reap the benefits of performance increases at a hardware level, applications must also be optimized to take advantage. According to software from IKU, this particular dynamic is standing in the way of significant improvements in the web browsing experience, with maximum speeds and overall smoothness limited by the way the current crop of browsers are built, right? So the name of this browser, guys, is called Flow, right? So we're gonna go into this article and see why this is going to be a game changer, right? So Flow is a multi-threaded web browser that's built for speed, right? So, and you'll see why too, right? So what's so different about, you know, today's browsers and this browser? Why do I need to switch over to Flow? You know, what do I need, right? What's the big deal? Well, today's browsers are inherently single-threaded, explained by Steven Reeder, commercial director at IKU. So if you're running a multi-core silicon, you're only using one of those cores, right? So with multi-tabbed browsing, each tab has its own thread. but when you're using a browser to render an application or display an interface, there's only one thing on screen. So what you really want is for all that processing power to be put to use, right? So the nature of the problem means there is no quick fix that Google or any other major player could apply. The only solution, says Reader, is to develop an all-new web browser from the ground up, with the express intention of optimizing for the latest silicon, right? So reinventing the web browser, right? So until recently, Iku has operated exclusively in the embedded market, right? With its browser software deployed behind the scenes in TVs and other smart technology. In other words, you may have well used Iku browser before, just without knowing it, right? So now, however, the company is throwing its weight around behind a new piece of software called Flow, right? That it hopes can redefine established norms when it comes to the browser architecture. Unlike Chrome, Safari, and the like, Flow is a multi-threaded browser capable of making full use of multi-core silicon. It also uses the GPU of all rendering activity, which is more memory efficient and keeps the CPU free for execution. With the performance of the traditional browsers is capped because there is, you know, only the ability to utilize only one single processor core, the performance of Flow scales automatically as the number of CPU and GPU cores increases, which is pretty awesome, guys. So according to Reader, the difference is most stark in scenarios that involve a complex user interface or intensive animation, right? So, you know, this is going to be, you know, very nice for, you know, videos, for animation videos, for videos that you're just watching on YouTube, right? This is going to be a browser where it's not going to take as long for load times or even uploads or anything like that. So this is really, really cool, guys. As you can see, they also have a proof of concept as well too, and you can check it out here too. They also have a small little short clip video where they're explaining the Raspberry Pi product they have that is compatible with the Flow browser as well. So definitely you guys can check that out. If you want to learn more information about this too, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can learn more about it there too. All right, guys. Lastly, guys, this is the Galaxy Watch, guys. So news on Galaxy Watches. For you smartwatch fans out there, you guys like Apple Watch, right? Maybe you guys like Fitbits, right? So this is about the Galaxy, right? So older Samsung Galaxy smartwatches get newer features with the latest updates, right? So good news if you own a Galaxy Watch or a Galaxy Watch Active, right? So Samsung is pushing out a software update for the older smartwatches that deliver some of the newer features already available on the Galaxy Watch 3 and the Galaxy Watch Active 2. So don't be surprised, guys. I know that even in previous episodes too, guys, I know I've talked about the newest Galaxy Watch having newer updates, and even being able to detect your heart rate or even your blood sugar. It looks like these new features are coming to the old watches. So, you know, no need to throw out your old watches. Just be patient as these new features are coming to the old watches too. So as reported by TizUnHelp, the update is rolling out now and brings a number of improvements with it, which might mean you don't have to think about upgrading your Samsung watch quite so soon. So definitely, guys, if you are scared and you're like, man, I really want the new features that the new smartwatches have, don't be impatient. Just be patient. Stick with the watch you have now, and we'll keep you guys updated as these software updates for these, you know, these old watches start to roll out. Also, guys, if you want to learn more about this, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can learn more too. All right, guys, so that is pretty much going to be, we're going to wrap.